It's Wednesday, July 15th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Google has a single partnership program now, and Datto files for IPO. Do we care? This is the Business of Tech. As part of Cloud Next, Google discussed their engagement with managed services providers, specifically calling out MSPs as they rolled out their new single engagement program called Partner Advantage at partneradvantage.goog. This has consolidated down their multiple programs. 25 managed services providers were cited as having joined, including Rackspace, NordCloud, and Bespin. They've also launched a multiple-tiered distribution program. In another announcement, confidential VMs are available now, providing encryption on those virtual machines while the data is being processed. Why do we care? Kudos to Jay McBain at Forrester for making sure this was discussed just before a webinar I did with him, where in the practice session, I indicated I was going to call out Google for its lack of programs focused on partners around the Google Cloud Platform. They do, in fact, now have a place you can find it. Well played, Jay. Well played. My criticism's core is still there. They are not focused on the traditional channel or SMB-focused providers in the same way a company like Microsoft is. The presentation does call out the SMB space, so they have it on a slide. We've checked the checkbox. But 25 managed services providers with a very different definition. By the way, they called out having a 5-star CRN program. My take? That means nothing, as you can simply write a check to get that. I've said if I was starting a provider today, I'd be a Microsoft partner, and I stand by that. Now, that said, I actually think there's a very viable business around Google and GCP. I'm quite impressed in Chromebooks as a solution. Think highly of some of the solutions around G Suite, Meet, and their large cloud solutions. My choice of Microsoft is much more about the fact that it's familiar, rooted in traditional skills, and has a very easy and welcoming on-ramp. That's not to say Google doesn't have an offer. It does. It's just if you're looking for the easiest transition, Microsoft is the obvious choice. Datto, provider of MSP tools, has confidentially filed for an IPO. Why do we care? Here's my take. First, short term, I consider this bad for customers. Why? Because you enter the quiet period. Before an IPO, and through 40 days after, a company does an embargo on promotional publicity. No forecasts, no opinions, and oftentimes, no roadmap. So your communication gets actively worse. No one likes to talk about this. What about the larger market endorsement? Well, the number of U.S. public companies has dropped 50% since 1996 until 2016, from over 7,000 to 3,800. Worried about that being the dot-com boom? It's still down one-third relative to 1972. That smaller sample size is also not connected to the actual economy. The stock market is completely disconnected from the economy right now. Record highs when unemployment is also at record highs and consumer confidence is awful. Finally, per 2018 data, the richest 10% of households own 84% of the total value of stocks. What we're getting is a perspective of the very rich, not the broader economy, and I would argue the market. So sure, a group of investors, also known as gamblers, will actually probably do very well with this IPO. The IPO market is expected to be really hot for those who can get out, particularly as whole industries are frozen. You won't see any travel or hospitality IPOs this year, and with an election in November, anyone who can launch will benefit from the market conditions. There are those with money looking for a place to put it. But for me, this move says little to nothing about the SMB market nor about technology in general. It says investors are finding a good time to make some money. So why do we care? We don't really, except to note communication is going to be worse for a while. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I'm calling this week Awareness Week. If you're enjoying the content, here's a couple of easy things you can do right now that would help a great deal. First, write a review. Give us those 5 stars. Say how much you enjoy the show and share it on whatever podcatcher you're listening to, be it Apple, Google, Stitcher, or anything else. Second, share the content. Go ahead and share the link to your colleagues and on your social network and let others know that you're enjoying and getting value out of the business of tech. And finally, follow on social on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. All the links are available at mspradio.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.